Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you wanna mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you wanna jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run. Yeah.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Welcome back. Another week. Bengals 2-0 over the last couple weeks, and wouldn't you know it, everybody else in the division dropping like flies. And after an 0-2 start, bottom of the division, lost to the Steelers to start things off in a different kind of year for the Steelers. Just that fast, the Bengals are back in control with an upcoming competition against the Baltimore Ravens this weekend. And we've got the Browns facing the Chargers, I believe, this weekend. There is a definite possibility the Bengals could get the win. If they can get the win this weekend, they could be in sole possession of first place in the division. So, look, you know, we talked about, hey, it's September. Relax, right? Learning lessons. And you still got the games to play. You still got most of the division to play. So, there you go, right? Comes back at you fast, and you get back in control of those things. So, big win on Thursday Night Football against the Dolphins last week. Couple of things. One thing I want to talk about from that game, I've seen a lot of people saying, well, you know, it's another backup quarterback. You know, they only saw Tua for a quarter and a half. And, look, Tua was not playing well. I like Tua. I'm a Tua person. I know not everybody is a Tua person, but I am a Tua person. And Tua was not playing well in that game. So when Bridgewater came in, you know, not that Bridgewater was doing anything super special or anything like that, but hey, he's the one that led him down the field to score a touchdown at the end of the half. And he was not playing as fast and loose with the ball as Tua was playing. All right, Tua had a lot of turnover potential throws. He threw one interception. There were at least two off the top of my head that I'm thinking of right now that could have been picked. For the most part, Bridgewater did a pretty good job of protecting the ball. There was one ball that I remember prior to the Bell pick where I was like, ooh, that should be picked. So I think Bridgewater was doing a much better job with that. I think that if Tua stays in that game, you know, I think he's more dynamic than Bridgewater, and I think you might see more offensive production out of the Dolphins. But I also think you're probably seeing more picks. So, you know, what does that amount to? It amounts to more opportunities for the Bengals offense. So, look, that's a quality win for the Bengals, all right? Regardless of who the quarterback is, that's a quality win for the Bengals. That's a great job by the Bengals defense. Honestly, let's be real. The Bengals defense tends to have more problems with backup quarterbacks who they might not be able to game plan for quite as well as starting quarterbacks. Coming up with a W in that situation with Bridgewater, who's better than a handful of stars in this league for sure. You know, former first-round pick. I mean, that's a quality win. I will take that every damn day of the week. So let's move on now. Short yardage offense, all right? And it ties in with red zone offense. Let's talk about a few things with this. Number one, why don't they run the ball inside on fourth and one? Why don't they run a quarterback sneak, okay? Well, they're not running the ball very well in general, okay? And when you get into a situation where everybody knows you're going to run the ball, everybody's expecting you to run the ball inside, it's probably not going to go very well, all right? Now, I agree, theoretically, I don't know if that's the right word. What I mean to say is I agree with the idea of, hey, we should be able to get that yard. Yep, sure should. They can't right now. They're not there right now. This offensive line is playing better. They're playing better in pass protection than they had. But right now, they're not they're not running the ball very effectively right now. And you've got the Dolphins, who had a pretty good interior defensive line. We're getting some pretty good push there. I like Tate Karras. I'm happy with the acquisition. He's not a world beater, right? So, like, there's one of two situations where you're going to run. Here's why you run a quarterback sneak, right? Because it's there, all right? Which means the defense gives it to you, okay? It wasn't there, right? They were clogging up the gaps, all right? You want to look at who they've got between the B gaps, really, okay? But even so, like, look, really good quarterbacks find the opening in the B gap, like quarterbacks that are really good at running the sneak. I don't know that Burrow can do that. You know, like, sure, he could develop that, but I don't know if he's going to do that if you put him out there for a given play. If he's going to find that B-gap seam and squeeze in there, I don't know if he's going to be able to do that or not. So really, you're thinking about the A-gaps. Can we get in the A-gap, all right? Now, the fourth and one in question, they had a guy in one A-gap, and they had another guy head up on the guard, all right? So they had a guy in the A-gap to the left, there's a guy head up on the guard to the right, and that guy actually went into the A-gap on the snap. So that was going to be stuffed really quickly. They also had a linebacker right there, and when they brought the tight end in motion, there was another linebacker right there too, right? And that's the guy that ended up making the play. Actually, I think he was a safety, but whatever. Linebacker by position, essentially, where he was lined up at the snap. So that's the issue that you face there, all right? It wasn't actually there, okay? So if it's not there, Can you win anyway? Theoretically, yes. All right. And somebody tweeted at me about the Eagles, right? And I think that's less about Jalen Hurts and more about more about Kelce, you know, more about having a top, you know, Pro Bowl, All Pro caliber center. Right? He's getting up there in age a little bit, but like they had a center who's a dude, and that guy got pushed. Karras isn't getting that kind of push right now, all right? Especially, you know, in that Miami game, he wasn't getting that kind of push, all right? I don't trust, let's get a yard behind Karras and let's win that individual matchup, let's win that board drill. Like, I don't trust that right now. Do you? I mean, honestly. So if it's not there and you don't believe you can get the matchup, you know, you're not going to run it. The other thing is, who's your quarterback, okay? Joe Burrow, awesome, right? We love Burrow. Burrow's a tough dude. Number one, do you want him taking hits? Right, and getting piled up on, because that's what's going to happen when you run a quarterback sneak with him. And number two, he's not like a big, you know, 6'5", 250 quarterback, right? He's like 225, something like that, all right? And that might be exaggerating it. So he's not a – he can run, don't get me wrong, but we're talking about a quarterback sneak. He's not a I'm not going to get pushed back or I can get this 1 yard kind of runner, okay? He is not – he's more Mixon, less P. Ryan, okay? And probably more Evans. But he's not that guy, okay? And, you know, it's kind of, most people don't realize this. Tom Brady is incredible at quarterback sneaks. Tom Brady can't run. We all know this, right? Tom Brady can't run to save his life, right? But Tom Brady is incredible at quarterback sneaks. He's a big dude. He finds the gap, and he can fall forward, right? Burrow just isn't that guy. Sorry, all right? So the sneak isn't there. They're not getting the push, right? When you know that they're running inside and you're trying to run inside, they don't have the guys that are just getting the movement and just saying, you know we're running this play. We know we're running this play. Everybody in the damn stadium knows we're running this play. We're going to get this yard anyway, okay? I love that attitude. They don't have those guys right now. All right, it's just not there, right? We've seen the offensive line is coming along in the pass protection. Maybe that's the next step. Maybe we see those things develop because we know that Volson's got some, you know, some shit to him. All right, we know that Karras does. We know that Kappa does. Right, we've seen some good things out of those guys. So maybe they develop those guys in the middle. You know, maybe they become that unit where they have enough faith in each other, enough belief, and they can get that type of movement. Right now, they're not there, so they're not going to run those plays. Okay. Now, I get why you don't want to run a toss on fourth and one. It seems like, hey, we're making it harder. We're running around, right? And that all makes sense to me. Like, again, theoretically, I'm with it, but they're not going to get it inside. I don't love the toss. I'm not really a toss guy. I think there's a right way to run it and a wrong way to run it, and I like to run into certain leverages. I don't like to try and force it in there. I thought the Chase one was kind of a smart play. You know, like I kind of like the idea of that, like give it to a guy who's fast, running downhill. I like that one a little bit more than I like the one last week. I think Mixon probably could have got it last week if he hadn't eyed that hole. All right, everybody saw the B gap hole. That thing closed way too fast. There's no way Mixon was going to put the foot in the ground and get up in that hole and make that, because he had two unblocked, you know, basically linebackers that would have filled that thing. He wasn't going to get that. All right, I think if he wouldn't have looked at it and he would have just kept running to the sticks, I think he would have had a better chance. So I think it's got to be a quick toss, which is why the Chase thing made sense to me, because you put him on the move, right? Anyway, it's neither here nor there, all right? Because, like, I get it. I don't love it either. But they're not going to score with what they're doing. All right, they're not actually going to be able to just, like, line up and push guys, because they're not there right now. So what do you do? I mean, I don't know. Why aren't you getting empty? Burrow loves empty, right? Can he throw the ball for a yard? I mean, because you still have to play off of Chase, right? Put Chase in the slot or something. Like, you still have to play off of him and let him run in the, you know, a little whip route or something like that, all right? Let him threaten you deep and just throw a hitch, right, on the outside or anywhere. Like, you still have to be aware of those guys going deep. And if you spread out everything, right, I don't think Burrow is getting the matchups, you know, with what we're seeing. Burrow's not getting a first down on a quarterback sneak. Quarterback draw, when you go empty and you spread him out and you make him cover all those receivers, then he might have better odds with. So, I don't know. I think they should get out of those formations, you know, for the most part. That's what I think. People have mentioned, you know, get a fullback. Well, they're not going to sign a fullback, but hey, Hubbard used to play some fullback in this offense with the previous group. And like, we see the push he gets. That could be a fun little wrinkle. Throw him in there for a few things. You know, we're already seeing them using an extra offensive lineman. This week it was Adeniji. I don't know if Adeniji can catch. I bet he has the best hands on the O-line. Just like the way he moves, his athleticism, he just seems like that kind of guy. That's 1,000% a guess. I've never seen any of these guys catch a ball that I recall anyway. So, you know, maybe sneaking him out. You know, we saw a great play in the goal line last week, the Hurst play. All right, I'm actually probably going to talk about that in my film room this week. But hey, that Hurst touchdown, like they leaked him out the backside because the teams keep running man. All right, that was one of the problems they had with that toss was. When they set the tight end in motion, he brought a guy with him, and that guy ended up making a tackle. But they're running man against this stuff. So, you know, when you take a tight end who's off the ball like that and whip him across, sneak him out the backside, he's going to be open. Like, you can't cover that. You can't cover that man-to-man. You can, like, you'll get there eventually, but you're not going to be able to cover that for a yard. So whip that guy across, you know, like, that's a good way to get it. You know, hey, you're in man. You can, you know, motion Jamar Chase and do the same thing. One of those plays in the goal line, T. Higgins was, you know, in the game and lined up as, like, an H-back type, you know, tight end sort of thing, too. So, like, you can do that. There's different ways to do that stuff. But they've got to do more to take advantage of that man stuff. Find little quick routes. Shit. Take a shot, Chase. Let's do it. YOLO, right? Take a long shot. Do it on fourth, you know, on fourth and one. Take the one-on-one. Do it. If it's incomplete, guess what? They're still going to be terrified that, you know, they're going to see you had the balls to do it on fourth and one. And they're going to be terrified because, look, here's the thing about fourth and one. Here's what people don't get about fourth and one in the middle of the field. It's not fourth and goal. All right, so a good defensive coordinator isn't going to absolutely sell out to get the stop on fourth and one in the middle of the game, in the middle of the field, all right? Because converting, getting the first down is not the worst thing that can happen for that defensive coordinator. The worst thing that can happen is a touchdown. So if you fourth and one, we don't give a shit, all right? If you show them that you will do that, they have got to account for that. because that's the stuff that gets people fired, right? So do it. Chuck it. Doesn't matter if it's open. Doesn't matter if you if you throw a pick, it's a punt, right? And it doesn't matter if it's incomplete, all right? Because of what it is telling teams about you and about your mindset. I mean, that you're going to get a lot more out of that than tossing or running a quarterback sneak or running an ISO that doesn't work for the impact that it will have on the game overall. Okay, so that's my take on the short yard stuff. There's some things they can do, but right now the selling out, going for it, my guy's going to push your guy, it's not going to work because that they're not there right now. They're not world beaters up front. We've got an improved offensive line. I think they've got some guys that can be those guys, but they're not those guys right now. So they've got to figure out another way to do it or kick the damn ball. All right, but if you're gonna do it, like, hey, you know what the best? Like, I've said this before. When do you go for it on fourth down? And people will point to analytics and they'll look at, well, this time, this field position. No, when you have the freaking play, take it. You got it, take it. All right. I used to coach a punt team, and like literally, if we had a fake, we'd take it. Didn't care where it was. I had a coach who was awesome, would let us do this. He also was with the punt team, so he got it, all right? But we didn't care, all right? If it's there, friggin' take it. You got to execute. You got to have the right call, but friggin' take it, all right? That's what it's all about. But lining up and running into the middle of the line just isn't working for this team yet. Hopefully they get there. Not how they're going to convert those yet. So anyway, I'm Coach Binnick. This is Coach Speak here on Cincy Jungle. Thanks for tuning in. Lots more to come. Check out my film room this week. Kind of a grab bag of stuff, some offense, some defense, a little bit of special teams in there too. So check that out. I haven't written it yet, but I hear it's going to be awesome. Hooday.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.